Would you like to know more about the heart of Jesus? If so, you've come to the right place. Welcome to the Kingdom Come podcast from the Thames Valley Churches of Christ. For 2 months, we're diving deep into the Sermon on the Mount, the Gospel of Matthew, chapters 5, 6, and 7. And these podcasts are designed to help us take these amazing words of Jesus and apply them to our devotional life. Now, on to today's scripture, Matthew 6, verse 9. This then is how you should pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. I'm going to go and look at the rest of the Lord's Prayer, as it's called, in the next few episodes. But today we're just going to look at that first phrase, that first verse. This then is how you should pray. In contrast to the hypocrites, in contrast to the pagans, this is for you, disciples, and this is for you and I. And what do we pray? We start by praying to our Father in heaven. Our Father, not your Father, actually, here it's plural. And so this is meant to be a pattern for group prayer, not just individual, although of course it would apply to both. It's a prayer for those belonging to God, those who see themselves and know themselves to be children of our Heavenly Father in heaven. Here we're putting together familiarity, Father, with worship of Him who is in heaven. And that's a wonderful thing as we spend some time with God praying today, to know that we have a familiar Father and a holy Heavenly God paying attention to us in what we do and how we pray today. He has revealed His name to us. Hallowed be your name, honored be your name, reverenced be your name. God revealed Himself to humankind, gave us His name, you could say. In Isaiah 30, verse 27, see, the name of the Lord comes from afar with burning anger, dense clouds of smoke. His lips are full of wrath. His tongue is a consuming fire. All of who God is made available and clear to us, but manifest in its fullness, in His fullness, through Jesus. And that's why this prayer is so powerful. Only Jesus knows the Father in all of His fullness. And so He gives us the right way to pray to our Father. A devotional idea for today? Pretty obvious, really. Why not just pray through the Lord's Prayer, asking God to make it fresh today? We hope you found today's reflection helpful. If you have any questions or suggestions, please contact me on malcolm@malcolmcox.org. Until the next time, let's pray. As Jesus taught us, our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Take care. God bless.